This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I am Ira Flatow. A little bit later in the program, Dr. Andrew Weil will join us. But first, we're going to talk about something actually he knows something about, an over-the-counter treatment for depression. A new study out this week in the Archives of General Psychiatry may offer new hope for those suffering from depression who haven't yet found relief. And that could be a lot of people. It's estimated that nearly 10% of American adults suffer from depression, making it one of the major causes of disability in the country. Researchers aren't sure why people get depressed, but they know that some people can get relief from prescription medications, but some people can't. The drugs just don't work for everybody. Some people can't tolerate the side effects. Others are reluctant to take prescription medicine. And now there's this news about this new over-the-counter treatment for depression. And according to the researchers at the National Institutes of Mental Health at NIH, a hormone sold over-the-counter called DHEA may be an effective treatment for some people suffering from depression. Joining me now to talk more about it is one of the authors of the study. Dr. Peter J. Schmidt is a psychiatrist and chief of the Reproductive Endocrine Studies Unit at the National Institute of Mental Health. He joins us by phone. Thanks for talking with us today, Dr. Schmidt. Welcome to Science Friday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What is DHEA?
DHEA is probably the most abundant steroid hormone. It's made in the adrenal gland where cortisol in humans is also made. And it is so it's a naturally produced hormone, and it is captured medical interest because it declines by about 50% between the ages of 20 to 30 and then ages of 60 and 70. So there's about a 50% decline over the life cycle in both men and women. And there have been several epidemiologic studies suggesting that high levels of DHEA may correlate with feeling well-being or other medically good conditions like well-being or good lipid balance, whereas lower levels seem to be associated with more negative medical outcomes.
And so we've seen, people touting it as sort of a fountain of youth drug to take because it's lowered in older age. You could buy it over the counter.
Well, that's certainly some people have embraced that. I think awaits many of those the associations or observations about DHEA wait to be tested under more rigorous conditions. And so that was one of the things that we tried to do in this study, is look at specifically its effect on mood in people with depression.
And you gave people DHEA and noticed there are changes in mood?
Yes, we selected women and men who are at midlife and who reported the onset of depression at that time. So these are people who had clinically significant depression, albeit they did not have the type of depression that would require hospitalization, so what might be called more severe or severe types of endogenous depression. So these people with moderately severe depression then received either DHEA for a total of 6 weeks or placebo for 6 weeks, or the same hormones in reverse order. And we did. We looked at a number of measures of mood, and as a proxy for a what would be considered clinically significant improvement, we looked at a 50% decline in one of the standard measures we used, and found that significantly more men and women responded to DHEA than they did placebo. Now, as a caveat, only 50% of the group responded to DHEA, whereas only maybe 28% responded to placebo. So it's not, certainly wasn't a panacea for depression, but it in those people who responded, it appeared to be very effective. And in fact, in a subgroup of those men and women who responded, they continued to take DHEA under their own their private physician's care, and they were able to maintain their mood response for the 12 months that we followed them.
Could it be compared with prescription antidepressant drugs?
Well, it's...
Ineffectiveness of how well it worked?
Well, to just probably not the answer you want, it could certainly be compared, but it has not as yet. And I think there, in some studies, there are we're using similar measures to those that we employed. You would find response rates that would be comparable to what we saw. So, yes, but there's been really no study that specifically looked at a head-to-head comparison of a standard antidepressant with DHEA.
Because, you know, and a lot of people, antidepressants don't work either, those drugs.
Yes. Now, these were not people who had been treated. They weren't people who had refractory or treatment-resistant depression. These were, in general, people who either didn't want to receive traditional antidepressants, or they may have had a brief trial of an antidepressant and developed side effects. So it's possible that this could be effective for what's considered treatment-resistant depression, but there's been no study looking at that.
Yeah, and since it's an herbal it's naturally occurring, you would not expect any drug company to do those studies, which could cost hundreds of billions of dollars.
At this point, there's not a large, kind of impetus for that.
Yeah.
No, I think our interests were looking at this as a hormone. The compounds that you get over the counter in general are not natural hormones. They're synthetic versions, which is probably a good thing in that they're not derived from some other kind of animal source. So there's no risk of infection or the transmission of some viral condition. So these are synthetic hormones, but they are synthetic versions of the natural hormone that's produced in the body.
Would they work the same way? I've heard sometimes synthetic versions of things don't work as well as the natural version.
Well, there's probably many reasons for that. It's possible. What we tried to do is measure the level of the hormone in the blood, and we used a number of other measures, that some of which were published in the study, in terms of looking at the response, whether it be a change in testosterone level, which we saw was a downstream effect of DHEA in both men and women.
Yeah. Are there side effects to taking this?
There can be. Certainly any person who uses it would be wise to view it as a drug like any other prescribed drug. Just because it's over the counter does not mean it's free of any side effects and that it's safe to just take it ad libitum. You certainly, in women, as I mentioned, you get an increase in free testosterone, which is the biologically active testosterone, and that may be associated with oily skin, some acne, excess hair growth. And now what we found, and most people have described that can be reduced by lowering the dose, so it may be a dose effect. But obviously that's not a very pleasant side effect, and if you weren't aware of that, you would benefit from talking to your doctor, and they may say, well, that's probably a side effect of the drug. So another reason to underscore being followed by a physician. The long term, certainly there's always a risk, although there has been no evidence that's demonstrated this, but certainly any hormone-dependent cancer or malignancy would potentially be activated by a increasing testosterone levels or estrogen levels, such as may occur with DHEA. So you wouldn't want to be taking this drug if you had such a condition.
Mm-hmm. There was another study out this week in the British Medical Journal. I'll just run it by you. I'm not sure if you saw it, which talked about treating acute to moderate to severe depression with an extract of St. John's wort that got surprisingly good results.
Yes. Well, actually, there's been several studies looking at St. John's wort, and in fact, they used fairly similar study conditions as we did, the similar outcome measure, similar level of severity of depression, and found it to be as effective as a traditional antidepressant. I think they found response rates a little higher than we did, but around 70%, I think, in both groups. I think actually the St. John's wort was a little more effective than the traditional antidepressant. Now, this is an interesting series of studies, and that there's been several studies showing St. John's wort to be effective in mild to moderately severe depression, as well as several very well or equally well done placebo-controlled studies showing it to have no effect. In fact, there was a large study in the Journal of the American Medical Association that was performed in the United States, looking at basically a similar design as what was reported in the British Medical Journal. And they found that neither the St. John's wort nor the traditional antidepressant was effective in depression. So it's hard to kind of juggle those different and otherwise just appearing ostensibly discrepant findings. Mm-hmm. I think the bottom line with that is that obviously some people do respond to St. John's Wort, and our dilemma is for those people who do not want to pick or do not want to take a traditional antidepressant, is how do you identify those, say, in our study, 50% of people who would respond to DHEA and would otherwise be a very adequate and acceptable treatment for them versus the 50% who don't respond?
Well, could you try it yourself since it's available?
I suppose if I felt the need, I might consider that. I think, if people, are you suggesting I do?
No, in general, how do you identify those people? Could they not to ask their physicians or try it themselves?
I think, once again, under medical supervision, I think that's what, at this point, we're left with more of an empirical approach, is that the good news is that we found people could generally tell whether they're getting better within 3 weeks. And so that may be a trial that the people can perform. Once again, I think there are certain medical conditions that if one had them, they should not take DHEA. And I would implore people to really consult with their physician before starting out on a trial on their own.
Yeah, sometimes they just feel self-conscious about telling their doctors what they're taking when they get in that office there. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and good luck. This is quite an interesting study. Andrew Weil's coming on right after you, so we'll see what his take on this might be. So, interesting to see. Thank you.
It'll be interesting.
Thank you very much. Peter J. Schmidt, psychiatrist and chief of Reproductive Endocrine Studies Unit at the National Institutes of Mental Health, part of NIH. Thank you again for joining us. We're going to take a short break, and as I say, Dr. Andrew Weil will be here. He's already talked about some of these over-the-counter herbals that you can get to treat depression. And he talks a lot about how your mind is involved with your health. So we'll be taking lots of your phone calls with Andrew Weil. Stay with us. We'll be right back.